Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There are two kinds of people in the world, those who divide people into two groups and those who don't, so said a pundit. Yet there are times when what you have experienced in your life separates you so completely from those who have never been through what you have that what you say is almost meaningless to others. So you don't even try to explain. Those who really suffer are members of an exclusive fellowship, one forged through pain, through tears, and through heartaches. What are mere words to Group A or languages to Group B? And none stand in line to enroll in the school of suffering. When Paul wrote to fellow Christians in the Greek city of Philippi, he talked about the fellowship of his suffering and how we drink to the bottom of that cup, being conformed to Christ's death. Woe, you may say. I'm more interested in talking about health, happiness, life, and pleasure. Asking, isn't that what finding God's purpose for my life is about? One of the things you don't learn in a classroom is that part of God's purpose for your life is to be enriched, purified, and changed into His image through, yes, as much as no one likes it, through suffering, pain, hardship, and difficulty. Long ago, the Old Testament prophet spoke of the difficulties God's people would go through, saying, I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. Peter talked about faith that is refined by suffering, which is of greater value than gold which has been refined by the fire. At the risk of having answered my own question, I'd like to ask if you know how gold is produced. An acquaintance of mine tells of taking a group of InterVarsity students to Africa, where they visited one of the world's highest producing gold mines. Deep in the cavernous heart of the earth, miners would dig the earth, then the dirt and mud would be processed, then refined, placing the ore in vast fiery furnaces. Then at the end of the tour, the guide took them into a room where sitting on a table was a gold bar. He then said, if you can pick this up with one hand, it's yours to keep. You can have it. In the group was a football player, a husky, powerful young man who was immediately elected to take the challenge. People had gone to prison for taking gold, and all he had to do is pick it up and walk out with it, a rich man. He gripped the bar of gold with all of his might, his muscles tensed, the veins in his arm bulging from the exertion. But try as he might, he couldn't pick it up. When you come out of the furnace of suffering refined and purified, what remains is more valuable than gold and cannot be moved. It's anchored to the Rock of Ages, more staunch than Gibraltar. Amy Carmichael tells of visiting a goldsmith in an Indian village where the goldsmith would repeatedly put a small vessel containing gold over a fire, then remove it and take off the slag, then put it back over the fire. How do you know when it's finished? A bystander asked the smith. Ah, he said, when I can see the reflection of my face in the gold, I know it's done. God's purpose in times of difficulty is to refine us until the world sees His reflection in our lives. Think about it. He has purposes we cannot see. Remember God's words, I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. When you come out of the fire, you look back, enriched, purified, strengthened. No, you never want to go through it again, but you have learned from it. I'd like to hear from you. Email can reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org.